Okay, we're on Daf Ayin Vav. We're scheduled to do Daf Ayin Vav. We're on Ayin Hey Amud Beis today. We're talking about, Rav Elazar had mentioned that a kusi is usher to a kusis. So we're going to start now. We gave a few reasons, and now we're going to start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. About 11, 12 lines from the bottom. Eliki usher Ravin. So now we try to give a few reasons why Rav Elazar says that a kusi is usher to a kusis. And I would say, Ella, we mentioned this yesterday, Eliki Aser Ravin, we're just going to do it for the sake of flow. Eliki Aser Ravin, Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amr B'chir Bar Abba, Amr B'Yochanan, V'Amri La Amr B'Abba Bar Zavda, Amr B'Chanina, V'Amri La Amr B'Yakov Ar Idi, Amr Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Best couple lines from Magid Shir Daf Yomi. Right? Shalosh Machlokos Badavar. There's a three-way Machlokos. What's the three-way Machlokos about? There's going to be a three-way Machlokos when it comes to, with the story Malachim, that the Kohanim and the Kusim mixed together. And through this machlokas of what happened there, we're going to figure out why it's machlokas how to read the Gemara here. Ritzvah brings two shitas. According to some shitas, each of the three manda amrim give a reason why kusis is usher to a kusis. According to the Ramban shita, the first two really aren't talking about that, but we talk the third shita, we'll figure out why kusis is usher to a kusis. So what happened? Rabbi Shmuel says, kusim gevi irayosin. The kusim were not full-fledged appropriate gerim. Of course, it's all we're talking about at that time. Later on, they saw something on the mountain, and they all converted appropriately. We're talking about right at the beginning. So kusi gerim rayasein, they only became gerim because of the fear of the lions that were killing them. So their gerus is not considered a full gerus. The kohanim shed nitmu behem, and the kohanim that got mixed up with them, when Sanhedrin brought all these melech asher brought them into Eretz Yisrael, and the kohanim got mixed up with them, kohanim psulim hayu. They were pasuk kohanim that got mixed up in there. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Lamed Beis, full pasuk is by Yehu Yireim Es Hashem, by Ya'asu Lehem, meaning Ya'asu Lehem made to the kusim, mixosam kohani bamos, that you all seem Lehem Beis Abamos. So who these, and they made some kohanim over there. Va'amar Rav Barchana, Amar Rav Yochanan, min hakosim sheba'am. The kohanim that got mixed up there, they were from the thorns of the nation. What do you mean by thorns of the nation? That means that they were psulim. They were chalalim, they were psulim, or mishum hachi plasina. And since, kind of way we're saying now, according to the Ramban Pshat, since they were not kosher gerim, they were goyim, they're usher to go, they're usher to come into Klal Yisrael. Or we could say that, according to the other mandam, the kusim can't marry kusim, is that since the Kohanim got mixed up with them, so therefore you have Jews involved in kusim, the Kusim are not a gerim, so you can't allow Kusim to marry each other because these Jews, they're Kohanim, they might have been Chalalim, but they got mixed up in the Kusim. We can't allow them to marry other Kusim because then they're marrying a Goy. So that's why Kusim, that's one mandamer. Rabbi Kiva holds, Kusim gerim emesen. No, the Kusim, like when they were Miskayer, was a full-fledged gerus and they're full-fledged Jews. Right? The Kohanim shenitmu bahen, and the Kohanim that got mixed up with them, Kohanim kesheirim hayu. They were full-fledged real Kohanim. They were good Kohanim. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vayasu lehem miksosam Kohanim. Vamos, right? So what does it mean? How does he interpret the Pasuk? Va'amar Rav Barchana, Amar B'Yochanan, min habechirim shebam. I think the gear changes. It came from kitsinim from Iran, from like the Katsin is like a general, from the best. Right from the aluf is a general. It's a katzin. A katzin is like a captain or something. So I could see them shaban. They were the best of the am. The elip nema asurim. So why the chachamim make it usher for kahusim to come into Klal Yisrael? They were geri emes. What's the problem? Bipnei shahayu miyabim es arusos. Right. Upotrim et hanesuos. They did yibum. They had a different brush when it came to yibum. They would say that yibum is only necessary if you're for a woman who's only an arusa. I mean, arusa doesn't mean engaged. It means betrothed. So it's the first step of marriage. So if the husband died childless and they hadn't done nisuin yet, that's when they did yivama. But if they were fully married and then the husband died, they wouldn't do yivama. So they were matir a yavam l'shuk, which is an isolav, right? Upochmes and suas. And my darish, what was their drasha? They had a drasha. It's because the pasuk says lo tia eishes hames hachutzal ishzar. So what was it? They focus on the word hachutzah. The one who's sitting chutzah, the one who's sitting outside of the house of her husband, that's the arusa. He goes to the ishzar. She cannot be to an ishzar. She has to do yibum. But this one, a nesua who doesn't sit chutzah, she's not mechutzah, she's filah, she's living in her husband's house. Tiyeh li ishzar. she should be to an Izar. She doesn't need Yivam. So they're Mati Yovam Lashuk. And the Adam of Rabbi Akiva Latame, Rabbi Akiva goes to his Shita, the Amr Yesh Mamzer Mechayav Elavin. Lavin, you have Mamzeris when it comes to Chayav Elavin. So therefore, a son who's Nolad from this relationship, let's say this woman, is they Mati her Lashuk, she gets married to somebody, according to Rabbi Akiva, over that Lav, that's a Mamzer. So, again, one way you could say is that's why they're usher to Klal Yisrael, because they're going to be Mamzerim. Or you can say that the Kohanim got mixed up in there. So the Kohanim are full-fledged Jews. They're full-fledged Jews. They're in the within the Kusim. And a lot of the Kusim may be Mamzerim according to Rabbi Akiva. So you can't have Kusim marry Kusim, because maybe one of them is from the Kohanim, maybe one of them is of a Mamzer. You can't have the Kusim marrying the Kusim. The Yesh Omrim, this is the last day of the Yesh Omrim, Lefisha Ein Rikim B'Tetukim Mitzvos. They're not careful in the ins and outs of mitzvahs. So man yesh omrim. Who's this yesh omrim? Amr Rav Idi bar Avin, Rabbi Eliezer. This is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, right? And the gears is that this is really Rabbi Lazar, the same Rabbi Lazar that we're talking about. So according to the shita that says that the first two pshatim only talk about kusim marrying into Klal Yisrael, they're going to agree here. This is where we're going to bring the proof as to what Rabbi Lazar's reason is. Right, we yesh omrim lepichim kim duke mitzvos man yesh omrim amrav idem bar avin rabbi lazer hi the sanya we have a tosefta in the end of in the middle of the second paragraph of psachim matzos kusi a matzah that a kusi bakes muteras you're allowed to eat it on pesach there's no shash chametz right and the adam yotze bo yedei chovasa be pesach not only that you yotze your mitzvah if you eat the matzah kusi Rashi says adam yotze bo the leli yom tov rishon shamatza chova ve yotze bo the lo have a kimchin with seko shall ove kachavim shall ochamsu the kaimalon adam alakresel but he says where he says ubavach yochol kazay smatzah cheres machrona right mishum the matzah mitzvah beinan shimur l'shem matzah ava matzah kusi ain tzerich lochol matzah cheres machrona bekivin to shimur he said here with Rashi Shita that shmur matzah means it has to be l'shem mitzvah. Which the machlokas is with the Rambam. The Rambam says this has to be shimur. Just that it doesn't become chametz. I think that's one of the Rabbi Ravag's first probably talked about that. That comes in not the mean when it comes to the machine made matzah. He gave shir, so he can talk about that. So that you're Yotze Yehovah. Rabbi Lezer is oser. He said he's oser the matzah kusi. He can't even eat at all. Why? Lefi she'ein bikin v'tetukim mitzvos. They're not bucking in the tetukim mitzvos. They don't know all the halachas about being medatik in the mitzvah, keeping the matzah clean from the shmura, right? But Rav Shimon Gamliel says kol mitzvah shehechziku b'kusim. Any mitzvah that the kusim do, harbin medatikim ba yosem Yisrael. They're more careful about it than regular Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, okay, so that's the case, fine. So we talked about matzah. Ella hacha ma ein bikin. What does it mean, ein bikin over here? Which dikta kalacha, they're not bakiyit, and that affects our issue. Lefisha ein bikin b'torah's kiddushin v'geirishin. They're not bakiyin the dinim of kiddushin and geirishin. And we're cautious, maybe because they're not bakiyin these dinim, that since they're not bakiyin hilchos kiddushin, they will matir an eshus ish, because maybe there was a suffer kiddushin, and they'll matir an eshus ish to marry somebody else, even though she's still tied to somebody else. Or maybe because they're Bucky and Hilchos Gittin, they'll not turn Ashish Ish, who is the suffix whether she was Nizgarsha, to somebody else. So you have all these women who may still be married to other people. And they are Geirei Emes, which means they are real Jews. So you have these real Jews marrying women in their community who are really Ashish Ish. So that's why Kusim can't marry other Kusim, because they may be marrying an Ashish Ish. That's the term. Okay. But there's an interesting Tosos. Tosos even raises a matzah kusis. He says, right? He says, Perish, Muteris la'achla b'pesach, right? Like Rashi says, Ein ba mishum sasha d'chimutz, v'ama adam yotze bo yidei chavosim, v'leile yontov rishon, sh'achiloso chova. But let's skip a line. Tosos adds, u'bilvad, however, sh'yokol kizayis matzah b'achrona. He adds differently than Rashi. He says, you have to eat another. No, sorry, that's the different thing. V'im tomar, v'ha'amrina kol ochel pas kuski ochel chazir. What do you mean? How can you have eat the matzah of a kusi? We have a Gemara, it's a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that says, if you eat the bread that a kusi cooks, it's like eating treif. Right? Because you have, it's pasakum, they're saying. But v'yishlomar ha'nadaka pasha kusi losh, v'osu b'vesa. That's dafka the kusi does it in his house. Aval isa she'a kusi osu v'vais Yisrael. Tosla says it has to be cooked, baked in the house of the Yisrael. Right? Mutter. V'nir ha'hadak amr v'adam yotzev de'chol vaso. When is that? Ha'nu dafka she'gam ha'kusi yochel mimena. Only if the Kusi himself eats it. You know, it's almost like the taster. If he tastes it and he's yotzei his mitzvah, then it's good enough for you. Because if not, he's not. If the Kusi doesn't eat it, you the Jew, are not going to be yotzei Yehovah. The Hales Lehu Lifnei Iver Losite Mechshol. The Kusim didn't have the drasha of Lifnei Iver. So they may cook a matzah that's no good. They bake a matzah that's no good, and they don't eat it. They're going to give it to you. They don't care about Lifnei Iver. So you're going to have a matzah that's no good. So it's interesting here. Most of the time we say Lifnei Iver is involved with a lav. Here we're talking about Lifnei Iver on a mitzvah saseh. Which is an interesting application of Lifnei Iver. It's brought down from the Zecher Yitzchak. He says that Tosfos here says that Lifnei Iver also applies to be mevatel mitzvah saseh. You know, the Gemara Pesachim Daf Bei says that the issur Lifnei Iver is only if you machshel somebody with a lav. So the Sefer Shaarei Chaim, who's the Shaarei Chaim? Rechai Shulevitz. Rechai Shulevitz on not the Sefer Shmutz. Rechai Shulevitz also has a lot of lamdus shesvarim. It's on Gittin. He proves from a Gemara in a Ritva and Sukkah that can't be the case. Because the Gemara talks about over there that Rav Chisda and Rav Barhuna they were guests at the house of the Reish Galusha on Sukkos, and Rav Nachman put them into a sukkah to sleep, and the sukkah had the decorations dipping four tefachim from the schach, which according to Rav Chisda and Rav Barhuna made it a puzzle. So the Gemara there says, so the Ritva asked, how is it possible for Rav Nachman to let them sleep in the sukkah? We have a problem. Because for them, it's pasul. And then he says, their bracha will be levatala. So Chaim says, what do you mean the bracha will be levatala? They'll be mevatali aseiv, sleeping in the sukkah. There's no, because there's no lifnei iver, according to this, going to here, there's no lifnei iver on bitul aseiv. It's only lifnei iver on the lav. You're not allowed to make a bracha levatala. So lifnei iver was only on the lav, not on the aseiv. So it seems to be here, maybe a machlokas we've shown him, is whether or not you can apply the concept of lifnei iver, lotinei mikshol, even on a bitul aseiv. So I guess the kusi maybe had the drasha lifnei iver lotinei mikshol actually meant putting the stumbling block in front of a person, which is the pasha pshat, and that goes against the kliyaker. Kliyaker says that's not pasha pshat, but still that may be the drasha of the kusim. Okay, so now we have here, we figured out why according to Rabbi Lazar kusim can't marry kusim again, because they are not medakik v'duduke mitzvos, which means they don't know the halachas of Gittin and Kiddushin, and since they're Geri Emes, you have full-fledged Jews who may possibly marry women who are still married to Eishes Ish. So now, bring another daya. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Avua, this is another reason why the Kusim may be usher to go to marry each other. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bar Avua, Mamzer Meyachosa, Umamzer Meyachos Achimus Aru Mehen. There's other types of Mamzerim, not just Mamzerim that come from Alav, but Mamzerim that from Issa Krisus, meaning if someone has children from his sister, that is also a mamzer, not off of a chayiv chiyuvei krisus. So those mamzerim are not nikar; they don't know who they are. And there's a chash that maybe the kusim will marry these other. They weren't careful in these types of relationships. A chash, maybe the kusim will marry each other. If they marry each other, maybe you have a full fledged Jew marrying a mamzer. That's a problem. So the Gemara says, "My kamash v'lon. What is Rav Nachman come to teach us? We already learned that about a mamzer." Right, so what do we have to learn about again, mamzer? So it says sheyesh mamzer mechayev krisos. It teaches us that there, not only does mamzer come about because of a relationship that causes a chiyuv misas based in, but even if a relationship is a chiyuv kares, is also a mamzer. So Gemara says v'nes nechada. So why do I have to have both cases? A mamzer me achos and me eshes ach. They're both the same krisos issue. And they're also both to say, chayiv krisos. Why was both? If you're only telling me this din, you teach me that there is mamzer from a chayiv krisos. So he says, ma'ase shahaya kachaya. This is what happened. They're just telling you what happened. The Rabba of Amarik is another reason. Eved v'shivcha nis'aru bahen. There was an eved, and avadim and shivchos would get mixed up in the kusim, because the eved would marry the children, and the shivchos would marry them, and we didn't know which mishpacha was from, so you have the kusim who are really gerim, they may be marrying avadim and shivchos, which isn't a good thing. So the Gemara says, therefore it's asr. So isura mishumai, what's the reason why this is asr? Mishum shivcha. The isur is because maybe you'll marry a shivcha, and then the child born will be an eved, just like the mother. If a woman marries the Eved, the child is miyuchas after the woman. So what's the problem of the Eved? He says, Nisnechada, just say the Shifkut case. Say, no, Maisachai, Kachai, this is what happened. But really the problem would only come about if they married the Shifkut, because with the Shifkut, the son is miyuchas after the Shifkut, and would still be an Eved. That's the problem. Okay? So we had a few reasons as to why the Kusi cannot marry a Kusis. Now, the Mishnah continues. The previous Mishnah brought down all these who's allowed to marry whom. So now the Gemara is going to start talking about how you check the yichus of somebody who we don't necessarily know what their yichus is and who we have to check. So again, there's a machlokas on how to read the Gemara. We're going to go with the perish that people say is Tos Irashi, but it's definitely the perish of Tosros. A Kohen is now coming to get married. So Kohen Hanosa Isha Kohenes. A Kohen is coming to marry the daughter of a Kohen, all right, a Bas Kohen. So Tzarech Livdok Achareha, he has to check her Yichus, right, the previous generations, to make sure that there's no Psul Mamzeris or other, or Chalalim. Rashi says, and Tosa says the main issue here is that there's no Chalal, that you have to check that there's no Psulim, where he says, what Tosa says, Arba Imos, you have to check the four mothers of the woman, Shehem Shmona, which turns out into being eight women. You have to check out eight women. So I'm not sure whether this means you definitely always have to do it, or only if you don't know for sure where she comes from. But he has to check out. What are the eight women he has to check out? So you have to check Ima, her mother, the Aim Ima, her grandmother from her mother's side, the Aim Avi Ima, and the great grandmother, right? The mother of her father's, her grandfather's mother, right? Aim Avi Ima from her mother's side. And you also have to ask, and the ima, and that person's mother, the great-great-grandmother. And then you have to check the ema via, the father's mother, the ima, and that mother, the ema via, and that mother over there, that great-grandmother, the ima, and that other great-great-grandmother. Turns out you're checking eight women. So why is it so? Duran asks, why say Arba Imos, Shein Shmona? Just say Shmona Imos. So he says, no, because the last group that you're checking is only... it's only out the previous group. That's the check. If you said eight emos, then you have to check another generation. Checking means you go one further generation. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, but now if the Kohen is coming to marry a Leviya of Yisraelis, to marry either a Bas Levi or a regular Yisraelis, Mosip and Aleim Od Achas. Now you have to check another generation. So therefore now you're checking going up an extra generation. So on each one, so I guess it turns into 16 or 12. 12, I think it turns into. What? Okay, so you go further up. But the Gemara says, Ein Bokin, let's say you're checking out and you find out that the person has a certain characteristic. Once you find this certain characteristic, you no longer have to check any further. Which one of those? Ein Bokin Lo Min Habzbeach Ulamayla. If you checked and you found out that her grandfather did an avodah on the Mizbeach, right? So then everyone knows that they would never allow this person to be, so it must be Yichus in the family. You don't have to check anymore. And how does this work? We're talking about, let's say you're marrying a Leviya of Yisraelis. So how does that work? He did on the Vota. So we'll talk about it in a minute. The Tosas talks about it. Let's say you saw that that you found somebody in there that went up to the Duchen. What does that mean? So for a Kohen, it means someone who went to do Birchas Kohanim. For a Levi, it means someone who went to do Shir. For Yisrael, I'm not sure what that means. What? For Loman Sanhedrin Mimala, if you found out that one of the grandfathers sat in the Sanhedrin that judges Dini Nefashos, one of the reasons of 23, then you know that he's Meyuchas, you don't have to check anymore. I guess you don't have to check from that father up, and maybe on the other side of the family you do still have to check. And if one of the fathers was a Dayan who judges Dini Mamanos, Gemara will explain why that's a proof. And also, Migaboyd Sadaka, Masin Kuhunav, Ain Sarah Dokharain. And also, if one of the ancestors was the Gabet Staka, which is not a pleasant job, so people always get upset at the Gabet Staka, so if there's no rumors about this Gabet Staka, he's obviously Meyuchas also. Ain Sarah Livdokharain. You don't have to check after the Yuchas anymore. Rabbi Yossi says, Ach Misha Hayuchasim Aid the Akari Ha Yeshana, Shel Tzipori. Anyone who also was signed as an aide on any of the staros that came out from the Beis Din of Tzipori, right? But they were very machmir that the only aide of Meyuchasim should sign the documents. But the Meiri says we're talking about here that actually Dayanim in that court. Okay. Rechanina ben Antigonus Omer Af Mishahayim Muhtav Istraito Shel Melech. Another person, if you find that any of these people were in the list of soldiers that would go out to fight with the king, They were miyuchas, you know, like the knights. The knights had were the nobility. They had great yichus, so you don't have to check into their yichus anymore. Okay, Tosvos, which is on Amud Beis, right? Tosvos on Amud Beis says Ein Bokim in the Mizbeach L'mayla. So he says, he asks the question. Vim Tomer Lai Lo Katani Ein Bokim Mishtaros L'mayla. Let's say you found a Star Yuchsin. What do you mean? Only don't check if you in the Mizbeach. What if you found a Star Yuchsin, right? The Amrina Beferik Basic Suvos Maili Mishtaros L'yuchsin. If you find the star, then you prove that he's a good Yichus. So he says Vayesh Lomer Ein Zerabusa. That's not. You don't need to teach that. If you find the star, it's Edus. You don't have to check anymore. Our Mishnah is only talking about where you don't have any proof, so you have to go checking into it. If you have the star, you have the proof. That don't need anything. The Ein Tomar Nisni Nami Ein Bokim Minisius Kapai Mulamaila Umitruma Lamaila. What about if they went up to a Dochin or a Truma, like we say in Perak Beis Tiksuvas Maila Mitruma Liyuchsin? He says Yesh Lomer Degamze Ein Rabusa Kevid Lo Shayach Ela Bekohanim. That's only Shayach for a Kohen to do. So if the guy went up to the Kohen went up to the Dochin. But a Kohen ate Truma, you know for sure that it's a Kohen, that there's Kohanim in that family and it's fine. So what's Pshat in our Mishnah that says, Mina Mizbeach Milamaila? What does that mean? Abal Had de Tnan, Ein Bokim Mizbeach Lamaila, Rabusahu, de Mairi Afilu Bavodus Haksheros Bizarim. We're talking about these cases are talking about even for a Yisrael. We're talking about the Avodas that Yisrael can do, which are what? Kigon Shchito Hefshet. So if you find, Kohen's looking to marry, according to Chatterash, the Kohen's looking to marry a Yisraelis, a Bas Yisraelis. What does it mean, checking the Mizbeach L'mayla, to see if anyone in his family ever did Shchita in the Beis HaMikdash? Because even the Shchita in the Beis HaMikdash, which is Kasher Bazar, was only allowed to be done by Yisrael, who was Meyuchas. That's what Tosfos says. What? You're very makbid, and who can do what in the Beis HaMikdash? So Gemara now asks, basically two questions. Number one, we say that we only check from the mother's family, and only the guy checks the girl. The girl doesn't have to check the guy's family. Why? Why is it checking only one way and only on one side of the family? So Gemara says, Umay shnai bin nashi badikin. Why do we only check the women? Umay shnai begavri dilbaku. And why don't we check the men, and that we don't check after the forefathers? Why are we checking the women? So the Gemara says, when the women are fighting, right, with each other, and they're making fun of each other, ba'arayas hu diminsu. During this meriva, during the fighting, they'll say, you did this mice nizus, or you did this mice nizus, but they wouldn't pass on the yichus. They would only say that you did something wrong. And even if there was a case where there was a psul of the yichus, lo isle kala. There's no ladavar kol, because the women don't go outside, like it's called klofo de melech bas pnima, they won't go outside, so no one would know about it. But Gavre Kivinsu Bahade Adade, when men fight about each other, when they call each other names, they call each other certain names that affects their yichus. B'yoksin hu diminsi. During the fight, they call each other psule yichus. Then isle the igel milsa, and if it's true, isle kalo. There would be a call. So there would be no need to check, because you would have the call. And it happens to be true. When men fight and they call each other names, those are the types of names that the men use. But women use different names that really don't necessarily affect the yichus. Maybe even the other. Nami, right? So the Gemara says, why don't you only have to check her yichus? Nami tivdok beididei. Why don't you check his yichus? Right? Check the husband. What?
Just answer
that. No, there we just answer why. Why don't you check the mothers of the husband?
Now they want to check the husband himself.
Right. Why don't you check the husband himself? Why don't we only checking her mother's family? Why don't we check her father's family? Now we're saying, why don't we check? Okay, fine, we won't check her father's family. Check his mother's family. So Gemara says, "Misaili l'Rav." This is a riot of dinner. Rav, Damar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Lo Huzaruk Sheros. Right, Bas Kohen is not Nizer Li Nasei L'Psulim. Doesn't matter if Bas Kohen marries a Kohen who's Pasul. That's what he says. So we don't have to worry. There's no problem with her marrying someone who has a Psul, a Chol Psul on his side. There's no Isser, so there's no need to check. Okay. Rav Adda bar Ava Tani Arba Imos Shehem Shtemisrei. Our Mishnah said you check Arba Imos that becomes 8, but he learned in a Brayis it's Arba Imos that turns into 12, which goes one generation up. And B'Masnisla Tana in a Brayis another Brayis they learned Arba Imos Shehem Sheshisrei that turns into 16. So what's are these Brayisos cholek on our Mishnah? So Gemara says, Bishamal of Adar Abba, according to Adar Abba, who said that 4 equals 12, our Mishnah is not a kasha. Why? Because, Mokim Labidil Vio Bas Yisrael. We would just say that the brisa that he's talking about is Leviyah Bas Yisrael. Our Mishnah said that if the Kohen is marrying Leviyah or Bas Yisrael, you check one further generation, which turns into 12. Four into 12. Ela Mas Nisa, but the brisa who says that you have to check into 16, Nebu Pliga, and we can say that it's Cholek on our Mishnah, who says you only check 8. So the Gemara says, lo, that brisa is not Cholek. My od achas, zug achas. What it means, it says, when it says in our Mishnah, Mosifin Alein od achas, it's not just one more generation, it's a zug achas. It's another pair, a mother and her grandmother. So it goes into 16. So both the Brisa and both Brisa are talking about the case of a Kohen marrying a Yisraelis. And one says, one fits exactly with our Mishnah, one has to reinterpret our Mishnah that says there's another generation of being checked. Okay? That is the Mishnah. But second. But that's the Mishnah. But the Gemara now brings someone who's cholik on a Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zodiv Rav Meir. Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. It goes according to Rav Meir. Aval Chachamim, the Chachamim are cholik, and Omrim, and they say, Kol Mishpachos B'cheskos Kashers Hein Omdos. All families, unless you know otherwise, families are B'cheskos Kashers. You don't have to check. There's no need to check. So Gemara says, Eini? Is that really true? V'ha'amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Mishnah Seinu Kishakore Elav Irur. Our son says in the name of Rav just said that Kol Mishpachos B'cheskos Kashers, and now he says Rav says our Mishnah is talking about a case Kishakori Lav Eirer, which was a machlokas. What Eirer came in a three way machlokas? Rashi says the Eirer is two Eidim that there was a Kol, not two Eidim for sure that there's a problem. Two Eidim is a Kol that there's a Psol. The Rambam says it's two Eidim that there is a Psol, and the Raibid in the Sefer Kosov Sham says that it's one Eid. It reminds me of that machlokas. But nevertheless, there's a korelav edur. So if there's an error, then for sure the Rabbanan are not going to be cholik on this. How does Rav say that the Rabbanan are cholik on our Mishnah? If our Mishnah is dealing with a case of error, why would the Chachamim be cholik? There's an error. You got to go check about it. So he says, no, the Gemara says, man de masniha, lo masniha. It's two ways of, two different people learned the rules of Rav, because the one who says, the one doesn't say another. Meaning, Rav Yehuda, who says in the name of Rav that our Mishnah is only according to Rav Meir, he's not going to be to say that our Mishnah is talking about when there's an error. And Rav Chama ben Gurya, who says that Rav was maimi the Mishnah kishakorei lav error, he's going to say that our Mishnah goes according to the Shita Chachamim as well. They're just mutually exclusive statements. And these they're two shitos in what was Rav. Rav Yehuda's Shita and Rav Chama ben Gurya's Shita. But Ika the Amri, there are those who say that this is how it happened. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Zo, our Mishnah, which says that you have to check every family, that's Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir, Aval Chachamim are Cholek, Va'omrim, Kol Mishpachos B'cheskos Kashros Hein Omdos, all families have a Cheskos Kashros, right? But Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya Amar Rav, Im Korei Lav Irur, but if there's an Irur, then Sarach Livdok Acharea, then you have to go check. But if there's no Irur, you don't have to check. So still, you can be, our Mishnah is just saying, now you don't have to say they're mutually exclusive. They're just saying in the Mishnah, he says every family has a chazaka unless there's an error. We're not saying what our Mishnah is. We're just saying that he agrees that you have to check if there is an error. So there's a shaila that's brought down, and I think it happened Lamaisa in Lakewood maybe a year ago or something like that. He had a guy who came from nowhere. No one recognized him. No one knew his family. No one knew who he was. Do you have to check, or can you assume that he's a? Because there was a guy who came to Lakewood and they thought he was a gay, turned out he wasn't even Jewish or something like that. He was like a halamdin, he knew what was going on. There's a Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezra Simon Beis, Sif Beis. He Mishaber Paskins that all mishpachos are becheses kashrus, but the Beis Shmuel there is machmir that if you don't know the family, then you have to be choshes for a suffix mamzer. If you don't know where the guy came from, you don't know the family. And the Ber Hetev there says that someone who comes from a faraway land, we don't recognize him, we don't recognize his family, just a guy just shows up and claims to be Jewish, then you need a raya that he's a Jew, even if he speaks Jewish, Lashon Yehudi, says. I guess that was Yiddish, or whatever it was, Hebrew, Yiddish, whatever it is, umesnag v'das Yisrael, and he shomer Torah mitzvahs. If you have no idea where this guy came from, you have to check into him. But the Pisrei Tshuva says, no, we don't need any raya, because kol mishpachos b'cheskos kashrus hein. And the Shut in the Helfel Chashlomo, which is Rav Shlomo Kluger, he says that if any man or woman comes to marry, we don't have to be choker and dorshim, we have to be shpach at all. We're in no way the kula that you don't have to check. So even if this guy comes from a faraway place, we have no idea who he is, and he comes up, we don't have to check. That's the Shlomo Kluber. But the Aruch HaShulchan there in Eben Ezer, Sifu Gimel, says that if a person doesn't have a mishpacha, then someone who has a family doesn't need a raya. But the raya is only needed by what he calls an ish bodeh, someone who's coming from far away. So according to Aruch HaShulchan, this guy, I guess, who came to Lakewood and no one knew who he was and everything like that, would have probably needed to be checked. What? Or maybe they checked and they found out, and they thought they found right. I don't know. Or maybe nothing happened. I don't know what the story was. I'm not going to say what you said on the tape. So that's that story over there. Okay. Oh, wow. So now the Gemara continues. Ain bokim in mizbeach lemaila. If the person went up to the mizbeach, who said if it's Yisrael who checks, who did shechita, you don't have to check my taima. The ilav the vakua, had they not checked him, lo havi maskele, they would not have let him go up to the mizbeach to do the avoda. Below minaduch lemaila, they don't check if the levi goes up to sing, right? They don't have to check. Because we said if the kohen toasts the kohen goes up to duchel, we know for sure he's a kohen. My taima, the amamar, because Mar says shasham hayu yoshvim miyachse kohuna miyachse levia. The Sanhedrin used to sit there, and they would check all the Yichusim, all the Yichus of the Levim and the Kohanim. And the Ritva brings down the Mishnah in Midos. Mishnah Midos says Lishkas Hagazis Sham Haisa. There was the Lishkas Hagazis Sham Haisa Sanhedrin Gedola Yosheves. There was the Sanhedrin Gedola V'don Es Kahuna, and they would judge who was a Kohen or not. Kohen Shenim Sabah Pasul Lo B'Shachor Mischasis Shachor V'Yotzev Holichlo. The Kohen who was found to be Pasul would get dressed in black, and he wouldn't get kicked out. But Kohen Shlo Nimzah B'Pasul, he was found to be kosher. Lovish Levanim, wears white, and Misatik Levanim, and wraps himself in white. The Nichnas U'Mishamish Im'achav Kohanim, he would then go do the avoda. The Yontov Haya Oseh Shlo Nimzah B'Pasul B'Zara Yisrael. They would make a Yontov because they didn't find a psul in Zara Yisrael. So they would check the Kohanim and check the Levim. So they would check the Kohanim, check the Levim. They wouldn't allow anybody else to go with the Duchan unless they were checked and they knew for sure that there was no psul. Below Mina Sanhedrin L'Maila, they wouldn't check if you were in the Sanhedrin. Why? My taima, the son of Rabbi Yosef, k'shem shebeis din menukim mitzedek, kach menukim mikomum. Just like a basin has to be tzedek, complete tzedek, they have to be completely righteous, so too they have to be completely free of any mum. Where do we know that? Reimer my kara, what's the pasuk that teaches us that? Pasuk Shirim says, kulach yofa rayasi umum ein ba. We're talking about the Sanhedrin here. Some say talking about the Sanhedrin because the gematria of kulach is 70. But the Yad Raman Sanhedrin stoke of that shot. But kulach yofa rayasi mum ein bach. You're completely, you're talking about the Sanhedrin, there's no mum. But there's no mum, Sanhedrin can't have a mum. So Gemara says, ema mum amamash. Who says we're talking about a mum in Yichus? Maybe we're talking about a mum in the physical mum. How do you know which mum you're talking about? So the Gemara gives another drasha. Right? Amar of Achabar Yaakov Amar Krak. The Pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to collect the 70 Zekanim to appoint him as a Sanhedrin, he says, v'hitziyatzu sham imach. They should come gather like you. The imach means the domelach, just like you, just like you're meyuchas, so too they should be meyuchas. So it says, I've been dealing with mishum shechina. Maybe like you, meaning is that they're so good that they're royal to be mekabel the shechina. Who says it's talking about a psul in yichus? Amar Rav Nachman Amakra. So another pasuk, Amar Rav Nachman Amakra, v'hakel me alayech v'nasu itach. Also, when we're talking about the Sanhedrin, but this is in Shmos when Yisro comes, he says v'nasu itach v'domim lach. It should be similar to you. Similar to you means no mum. And here we're not talking about, there's no mention of Shrina, so it's talking about you, just like you are Miyuchas Moshe, so too all the Sanhedrin have to be Miyuchas.
What about Moshe's list? Would that be a mum? Was that a mum?
We're not even talking about mum mamish anymore. Now we're talking.
Of course you have to have mum mamish.
I don't know. Why? Doesn't say that you have to. Why? A Kohen who is a lefty judge can't be on the Sanhedrin?
No.
No, he's not allowed to be on the Sanhedrin if he's a lefty?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think that was only a Havamina. Right? That was only a Havamina. I don't know. Or maybe. Maybe Mumamish. I don't know. Maybe Mumamish she can't be. Maybe. Is the lisp a Mum? I don't know. Because we learn Mumim from Behemoths. You know, can does Behemoth have a lisp? I don't know. Just thinking out loud. I don't know. Okay. So now we're continuing more people who, I don't know.
None of them that I have spoken.
Horse whisperer. Kol misha huksiku avosa mishotrei haravim. You find out that the person was the shotrei haravim, was like a police officer amongst the people. You don't have to check. Lemeimra delum mapkimina mipsulim. Does that mean to teach us that we're not maimi dayanim or dine maminos from psulim? Uriminu, but ask a kasha. The Mishnah Sanhedrin says, kok shem lodim dine mamos. The ena kok shem lodim dine nefashos. Everyone can judge dine maminos, but it's not dine nefashos. If avinim ba, and we ask, what did the kol come to include? It comes to include a mamzer. So you see that imamzeim are kasher to judge dini mamonos. Just because a person is a shoter on the mamon, just because a person is judging dini mamonos, doesn't mean he doesn't have a psul in the yichus. So Amar Abai, you know, our Mishnah is talking about the dayanim b'Yerushalayim. We're talking about the dayanim in Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim they were mapkid that even dini mamonos judges have to be meyuchas. Became Tani Rav Shimon Barzera b'kedusha to be Levi b'Yerushalayim. Rav Shimon Barzera in the Tosefta Masech Kedusha that was taught by Levi, he says we're talking about Yerushalayim. Because what's the reason why? So the Yad Ramah in brings down that the reason is because in Yerushalayim they used to promote the judges. So the judges would go from the basin of 3, then they would go to the basin of 23, and then the basin of 71. It's, you know, it's almost like the circuit court in D.C. The other ones always get appointed to the Supreme Court, right? So they're always going to get appointed. You got to make sure if they're going to continue along the road and get promoted, they can fit all the way through. So in Yerushalayim, they were mocked with that anyone who became a judge would always be, you know, even a small time judge in Dine Mamonos would also be Meyuchas. Okay. And the Gabet Stokim, also if it's a Gabet Stokka, you also would go to Kohuna. You have to check. My timer. Kaven de Mintzah Bahadi Inshi. Right? A lot of people in the city. The Amar Mar Mamshkin Alat Stokka. If a guy says I'm going to give Stokka and he doesn't give it, the Gabet Stokka can go and take a Mashkon. He can't actually take the money because he can't, but he could take the Mashkon to force the person to give the Stokka. Right? But I feel the Erev Shabbos. And even on Erev Shabbos, there's no excuse. So this guy is obviously, he's almost like a sheriff. You know, he's collecting money. People are going to get angry at him. And people are going to start calling him names. Then Isa the Ikon, if there is a Shemetz Psul, it's like Kolo. Someone would have said something. He would have angered enough people to cause this to happen. By the fact that he was a Gabet Stokka, no one ever said that he's a Psul, therefore you know that he's Kasher. Okay. Since we started talking about Gabet Stokka, they have to be Kasher B'Yichlus, we're going to talk about Gerim. Right? Big Halach L'maisa issues about Gerim being appointed to positions of authority. So, ish bezichne the Rav Adam Bar Ava, the host of Rav Adam Bar Ava, Giyorehava, was a ger. And he was also a big Talmud Chacham, he's a Rav. Vahave kaminse ihu v'rabibi. And there was a board election between him, this ger, and Rav Bibi, as to whether or not who would become the Rav of the city. Mar amar ana avidna sirusa demasa. What's that? I should be osek be appointed in charge of the city. Umar amar ana avidna sirusa demasa. I should be appointed. So us lekami to Rav Yosef. They came according to Rav Yosef. Amar lehu. Rav Yosef says, Tanina, we learned in a brisa. So tosim alecha melech mikarev achecha. It has to be right. So it says tosim mikarev achecha. You can only appoint someone in a position of authority if they're from karev achecha, which excludes gerim. Only can bring from Yuchas Jews. It can't be from Gerim. So this guy, you might be a great Rav, but you're a Ger, you can't be appointed to the position of Rav, of the Rav. So wait a second. He's not really a Ger. He's just called a Ger because his father was a Ger, but his mother was a Jew. So he says, but Imo from Yisrael, he's a Ker v'chicha. So that's not a reason to decide who should be appointed. So Hilchah, therefore, they made a pshara. Pshara that everyone should take into mind. Rav Bibi, the Gabar Rabba, Rav Bibi, who was the big Rav, Ayan, the Mil Dishmaya, he has to take care of the heavenly things. He takes care of all the spiritual matters. The rabbi takes care of all the spiritual matters, period. But Umar, but the Balaksanya, Ayan, the Mil Dimasa, he should take care of all the physical matters. He should take care of buildings and structures and all those other things. But anything that involves the spirit, the davening, the tefillah, the learning, that's taken care of by the Rav, not by anybody else. So he made the split, even though he was a ger, he's not a full-fledged ger, because his mother was a Israelis, and therefore you see that he can be appointed. You see from here also that you can't have two Rabbanim. It's very difficult to have two people appointed to do the same job. He had a split. Yeah, split the jobs, not have two people appointed. So Amar Abaye says, Hilchach man demashu tshuvin abronim bishpuzai lishkuzichi laashrei kirav adav rava the other mehibach levis chusei. If you're ever going to host a tzorim rabbanon, you should always have to host something like adav rava who can figure out ways to be mezakeh you, because adav rava was the one who figured out that he's only a ger from his, you know, the father was a ger. Okay. Rabbi Zeir metapul behu. Rabbi Zeir was very interested in dealing with the gerim to give him kavod. Rabbi Baravua Metapabahu also was Metapabahu with them. But in Marav and Eretz Yisrael, Afilu Reish Kurei Lo Mikmin Menayu. They wouldn't even allow them to be in charge of the weights, because they figured that was a position of authority. They wouldn't allow the gerim to be in charge of the weights. Ebed Nahardoya, Afilu Reish Gargusa. they wouldn't allow them to be like the watchkeeper of the sados to say who would get the water and who would get what. That's a position of authority. Lo makvinim, not minhu. They wouldn't allow them that. So next, well, there's just a few shailas. What can a ger be appointed as a rosh yeshiva? So it's an interesting thing whether a ger can be appointed as a rosh yeshiva. Rav Moshe says that maybe a ger can be appointed as a rosh yeshiva because you have two conflicting things here. You have to be nice to a ger, and you can't put them as a position of authority. So maybe rosh yeshiva is not really a position of authority. He's just doing what the Baalei Batim are telling him to do. Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef says that maybe what you can do is you can appoint him to give shir. Because Torah, you know, it's Torah, but maybe you should appoint him to be the one in charge of all the other issues. So they talk about Shmai V'Tayin. So Rav Moshe says you can't bring a raya from Shmai V'Tayin, and just put, same way you can't bring a raya from Devorah. First of all, you don't know whether Shmai V'Tayin were real gerim. Could very well be that there was nobody else involved, and then no one else around. And he says that they were. He said, where was it? It's in Yoredeirah Chelek Dalid Simin Chavav. He talks about Shmai V'Avtalion, that maybe they weren't really gainer, maybe they only gainer from the father's side, maybe they weren't gainer from the mother's side. Can't bring a raya from them, he says. Rekiva was a ger? He was from Gerim, but and was he appointed? Yeah, but they all say you can be the Rosh Yeshiva. You can be the Rosh Yeshiva. You can give shir, you can have Talmidim. Okay. Alright, it's 7 o'clock. I want to get to the Mishnah. What? 1 minute. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Amar Af Misha Hayah, someone who also was signed on the documents in Beis Din Tzipora, my timer, Shadaiki Umachim. We won't even have a minion yet. Shadaiki Umachim. They would check who were the Edim who Miuchasim. Okay, we'll continue here with Rechaninah Ben Antignos tomorrow about all the soldiers in the army that they were also considered Miuchas. All right. Have a good day. Thank you.